The Public Health Nerd Club is reading Spillover. It's a book about animal infections and the next human pandemic. Infectious disease doctor Steve Gluckman was expecting a sensational story and shoddy research.
And on both counts, I was wrong.
These public health enthusiasts are very particular about getting the details right.
I was impressed with the writer's ability to explain science.
Jennifer Chapman started the group to share stories and strategies from the front lines. And she's hoping to raise the public profile of public health.
When public health works, nobody knows what it is.
She says public health is the invisible, important stuff that lots of us take for granted. Seatbelts, clean water, sewers. This month, the group is talking about zoonosis. That's an infection that leaps from animals to people. Book author David Quammen writes that zoonotic viruses are like predators that eat their prey from within. Here's a passage.
Although infectious disease can seem grisly and dreadful, under ordinary conditions, it's every bit as natural as what lions do to wildebeests and zebras, or what owls do to mice. But conditions aren't always ordinary.
Over time, some viruses change, then move out of their home in a bat or a mouse or a chimpanzee. Pathogens can adapt and cause havoc in humans. Malaria, Lyme disease, Ebola, HIV. Infectious disease specialist Steve Gluckman says they're all zoonotic diseases.
The concern there is not just they make a person sick, but do they have the ability to spread and make a lot of people sick?
A researcher from the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, Carter Cowden, asks the question that's on everyone's mind.
What illness are you most worried about causing the next pandemic?
I don't know if I should say it first. Mine's flu.
Not the exotic, scary answer that you might expect, but it is the kind of practical answer that you get from public health people. They wonder about the next bug that's contagious enough and deadly enough to go global. Not to worry, but to be prepared. The latest zoonotic disease that's grabbed the attention of public health is MERS. A few days after the illness reached the United States, state officials held a conference call to talk about the science and tamp down the hype.
Well, welcome to today's media call-in with the Pennsylvania Medical Society, where we will discuss the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS.
Pennsylvania's physician general pleaded with doctors to not clog up the state testing laboratory with specimens from patients who may have fever or respiratory distress, but probably do not have MERS. Science writer David Quammen says doctors are gathering a travel history from patients first.
You know, have you just been in Saudi Arabia? Have you just been in a cave somewhere with bats? And if the answers to those sorts of questions start turning up yes, then alarm bells ring a little bit louder.
In his book Spillover, Quammen walks with disease detectives in the field as they track different zoonoses.
Where did it come from? What animal? Why now? Where is this thing lurking? Why did it spill into humans now? How far is it going to go?
When a new pathogen starts to make humans sick, it's the beginning of a mystery, and scientists try to answer those questions quickly.
It turned out that the SARS virus was pretty good at riding airplanes. Eventually, it infected about 8,000 people and killed about 800.
Another zoonosis, Ebola, was devastating, but not the next big one that public health experts worry about.
Ebola is the virus that people love to hate. They've heard about it. They've heard lurid things about this horrific virus that comes out of the Central African forest, living in some creature there. But it does not ride airplanes well.
To be a true threat as a global pandemic, a virus needs to be both deadly serious and highly contagious. For The Pulse, I'm Tanya English.